sunny out here tonight. 86 POC Mobile in Santa Rosa.
System can link up.
That's not being used, so he's really nice to us.
excellent news. I like hearing success stories like that, especially when there's a comp site owner that's friendly with ham. I was not aware which of these were AT sites and not. I'm registered to do work with American Tower. Let me tell you what, out of all the people we work with, they are probably my least favorite, and not because of anything that they do, but because they asked for $10 million of insurance. So that's okay. The problem is the customer ends up paying for it. And a lot of people are getting sticker shock when they say, oh my gosh, it really cost this much to do that. And I say, well, if it wasn't an American Tower comp site with a $10 million policy requirement, it would be. Jeez, that's a lot of money. I don't know what the premiums would be for a $10 million bond. That's interesting. Well, American Tower owns so many sites, so I don't know. They're kind of like a monopoly. What are you going to do? It's the elephant in the room. Oh, well, let's see. Tuesday, I guess rain. No rain on Tuesday, I think, so I think you'll be okay. You've been up to that San Bruno site. The roads are kind of shoddy, but you can get a flatbed up there if you don't drive too fast. Other than that, I don't think you have any problems. I think a lot of the generators, they're just on wheels and you pull them out, or they're on trailers, you pull them out they're usually on the left side or the right side of the building. Some have, you know, set generators, like old Kohler ones. Let me get it back to you, Keith. Find out. I would be shocked if their trailers are on generators, because why would they need to be mobile? They're generally married to a comp site. All the comp sites I've seen up here, unless they're rented, they're bolted to the ground and hardwired in. So I don't see anything that would suggest they need to be mobile. But we'll find out. So Tuesday, I'm going to go walk through 3 comp sites, and Thursday, I'm going to see 2 more. So I'll go down there both days. Let's get a pretty good view of what's going on. I'll inventory these things and see how to get in and out. My cousin actually works at the crane company. He said, we go down to San Mateo County frequently. He calls it SMC. So really, I'm not worried. If you could get, if the thing, if the units were delivered there somehow, then they could be picked up and replaced. We just need to know specifically where we're going.
Yeah, there's like how many complexes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think there are 5 or 6 complexes. 1 TV transmitting station. A couple of them. I don't know if they went out of business. It's actually a lot of buildings up there. But it's not a pain to get up there. But the thing is, be careful when you drive up that road. It's a park, so a lot of people walk the roads and they don't realize there's traffic.
I'll keep my eyes open. I have to tell you, we were at Wolfpack Ridge in Sausalito, and it is located on Golden Gate Park property. And a number of folks who come on up there and want to talk to you, ask questions, take photos. We can sell tickets, especially when it's Fleet Week and the Blue Angels are in. Everybody wants to come up to the tower site and then watch the show. It's phenomenal. Buddy, with that one, I got to tell you, I am pulling into the driveway, and I'm going to sign with you because I am famished, and I got to get something to eat. So let's chat in a bit, okay? I'll probably be around this weekend, especially next week with the commute. This will be Adam, 86POC, clear on your final.
Yeah, okay, Adam. We'll chat again, and I'll see what I can get together with the guys. So it's a bunch of house hams who operate up there. And I'll get back to you. I'll be monitoring Carla then. KD6POC, NX60. Go get something to eat and good talking to you. 73.
Buddy, 73U, it's dinner time. I might have to cook it first, but it's dinner time. KD6POC. Thank you.